This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, April 7th, brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Trump warns of destruction in Iran tonight. Bring back old tax credit, diesel groups say, and White House Easter egg roll. If Iranian and U.S. officials can't come to a deal today, the U.S. will widen the scope and intensity of its strikes on the country, the administration says. Over the weekend, President Donald Trump said Iran has until today to open the Strait of Hormuz or the country will be living in hell. In comments to reporters yesterday, the president doubled down on the threat, noting that by midnight, Iran could face complete demolition. Every bridge in Iran will be decimated by 12 o'clock tomorrow night when every power plant in Iran will be out of business, burning, exploding, and never to be used again, Trump said. He also noted that both sides are still negotiating. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth suggested that the U.S. is already ratcheting up its aggression ahead of the deadline. Per the president's direction, today will be the largest volume of strikes since day one of this operation tomorrow, even more than today, Hegseth said yesterday. StoneX Arlen Suderman said any damage to Iranian energy infrastructure could have long-term ramifications for fertilizer prices. Israel launched new strikes on Iran's South Pars natural gas plant, which is a key supplier for global fertilizer producers. Any energy infrastructure damage would take up to several years to repair after the war is over, Suderman wrote yesterday. India has also announced it intends to buy 2.5 million metric tons of urea, Suderman noted, adding to ongoing price pressures. In the meantime, some are pulling back on fertilizer application over rising prices. Ben Steffen, a Nebraska corn farmer, told reporters yesterday he's been scrutinizing field samples to work out where to pull back without hurting yields. We're using less fertilizer this year than last, and last year less than the year before, he said. Diesel-selling trade groups aren't giving up on their fight to revive the defunct biodiesel blenders tax credit. In comments to the Treasury Department on how to deal with the old credits replacement known as 45Z, the organizations say the best approach is for Congress to reinstate the two-decades-old BTC that expired at the end of 2024. It's a proven approach that can bolster soybean demand and help stabilize retail diesel prices. NATSA, which represents truck stocks, Sigma, a fuel marketing group, and the National Association of Convenience Stores all said the blender's credit was valued at a flat dollar a gallon, while the financial benefits of 45Z depends on the carbon dioxide footprint of the biofuel's full production chain. The groups that represent 90% of retail fuel sales argue the latter is too complicated and lacks transparency. Separately, the Iowa Biodiesel Board is asking Treasury to fold a USDA carbon calculator into 45Z and apply it retroactively to fuel made and sold last year. We are simply asking Treasury to make it work as intended for the producers and the farmers who depend on it most, said IBB Executive Director Grant Kimberly. President Trump used his remarks at the White House Easter egg roll to thank farmers and highlight declining egg prices over last year. Quoting the president, my second day in office, I had a news conference and reporters were screaming at me, what are you going to do about eggs? Well, it sounds like a problem. Let me think about it. And Brooke Rollins, our great Secretary of Agriculture, she got involved, Trump told attendees, explaining that 40,000 real American-raised eggs were used at the event yesterday. Egg prices skyrocketed after rampant highly pathogenic avian influenza infections and depopulation efforts. The American Farm Bureau Federation estimates egg prices are down 57% from last year. Trump said the White House was expecting between 30 and 50,000 attendees who could participate in the historic Easter egg roll and visit booths, including the Hen to Home exhibit featuring chicks and American-grown soybeans. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer will give remarks on the future of U.S. trade policy this morning at the Hudson Institute in Washington. Greer has been openly skeptical about the value of the World Trade Organization. He'll be speaking after returning from the body's ministerial conference in Cameroon last week, where officials failed to agree on a path forward for several key issues, and that includes agriculture talks. The remarks also come as administration pivots to alternate tariffs, tools in the wake of a Supreme Court decision, and just days before a lower court considers a challenge to a new global tariff. Trade negotiations are also still in the spotlight as parties gear up to renew a North American free trade deal and officials prepare for an upcoming meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Water leaders throughout the Klamath Basin are warning users of a challenging water year to come amid limited snowpack and spring conditions arriving earlier than normal. In a letter to farmers, leaders of the Klamath Water Users Association and six irrigation and drainage districts said an ongoing snow drought had led to snowpack in the Klamath watershed sitting at around 4% of the average. They warned that irrigators will likely see less than full deliveries of Klamath Project water in the coming year and said they expected the Bureau of Reclamation to make a, quote, more specific announcement on that, quote, very soon. We know this is not welcome news, they wrote. We share your concern and we wish it was different. This will be yet another year when you, your family, and other farmers and ranchers will be required to make tough decisions to ensure the survival rather than prosperity of generational family operations. Here's today's final word. The long term of this, though, should sort of shine a light for every American. This is why the president's America First agenda and onshoring, whether it's manufacturing, now fertilizer, is so important. We've got to build the infrastructure in this country. More infrastructure. We've got some, but more, where we can take that liquefied natural gas and turn it into nitrogen that farmers need. That's the word of Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins at the White House yesterday when asked about how concerned the Trump administration is about fertilizer prices. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, April 7th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.